All right, everybody, welcome back. My name's Nikki and I'm your host.
And my name's Gigi, I'm your co-host.
And this is
the Team Meyer podcast.
All right. So last episode, we were talking about our favorite, no, not necessarily our favorite things, but just like a day in the life of game day of the Meyer fam, of coaching family, just day in the life activities, predictables, unpredictables, what's happening. So I'm pumped because today we're talking about games.
Yes.
And this is going to be so fun because literally we said last episode, these are like life defining days of our lives. Mm-hmm. And these are like the best of the best.
Yes. And you said that last episode, you did the math, right? You've been to like 360 games.
Oh my gosh.
That's like an entire year of just going to football games. And football games, they're not light. They're like a full day event and in season, right? It's like every weekend. Oh,
like I like hyperventilate like every week and then I have to recover. And then by the time I'm recovered, I turn around and we're doing it all over
exactly.
Again.
Exactly. 360 games in our life. That's insane.
I literally swore I'd have gray hair by now. Dad, by the way, is so gray.
Oh, he's a little self-conscious of it.
He is.
No, no, not, I wouldn't say self-conscious, but
I think he looks cute, but we always tease him. We're like, you should do a little salt and pepper, but we missed it. Like he's too gray.
Yeah. It'd be too noticeable.
I know y'all would know. And you guys would be like, you dye your hair. And we'd be like, yeah. So I saw him today. I was on Twitter and I clicked over because they were doing a press conference and I clicked on him and I was like, oh my God, you're so cute. And I guess one of the reporters was like, hey, Urban, and called him Urban. And somebody like, and you know how you can comment on like the live feeds these days? Somebody goes, show some respect and call him coach. And I was like, wow. Yeah. Our husbands so call him true. Coach.
I know. No one calls him Urban.
No. Don't ever do that again.
Ever.
You've been warned, sir. I'm just kidding. Strike I don't one. Even know who. Strike. See, Reich. So anyways, he was just sitting there though and he had his glasses on. He was like doing his thing. I didn't know what they were talking about. They were talking about like franchise and this. I'm like, wow, we got to get somebody on here to teach us like NFL.
Teach us to NFL.
Teach me to NFL. I have no idea what's happening. But go Jags, baby. Look at my shirt.
Duval. I learned how to say it. That's how you say it.
So it's not Duval. It's Duval.
Duval, I think.
Like that pitch?
Yeah, that pitch and that tone.
Okay.
But I think, I don't know. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. But
oh, I've God, please.
Videos.
Well. Okay. I'll take that for now. I was saying Duval and people were correcting me to say more like Duval. So I think you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, good job. That's like, way to do your research.
My research.
Okay. So before we get started, shout out to Dana. What's up, girl? Good job. Thanks for keeping us live and producing all of our stuff, especially when we say Dana pause like 900 times sometimes and she has to fix it because we either get crazy or whatever, distractions happen. Okay. So let's kick it off. So first of all, shout out to Dana. Second of all, boob of the week.
Yes. Who do you think it is, guys? Say it with me. Nikki.
I am El Presidente for today. Now this literally can't be like throw Nikki under the bus time every week. So we need some boobs to step up to the plate. I'll throw myself under one more time, but then I'm out for a little bit. I'm striking out after this. My car wash story, which by the way, everybody who shamed me for that, I got more people relating to me.
Actually, yeah. A lot of people sent me messages too saying the same thing happened to them.
Well, then I'm really glad that we can all.
I actually have a really funny story that someone sent me. Can I share it really quick? And then we'll go.
Yes. Oh my God, please share.
Someone sent me a message saying, can totally relate to Nikki's car wash story. But here's the thing. I was going through it. I was freaking out. I rolled my window down to
why
someone I
stop.
Need
stop. What
happened? Freaking blasted in the face.
No.
Open the car. Yeah. It was
by a jet.
Well, actually, it was like a manual car wash. So there were guys going around the car wash and she got sprayed in the face. Man, I wish I had her name pulled up right now so I could shout her out, but
oh well, I'm sorry. That's but good.
Isn't that hilarious? I was like, that's like, I wish that was documented on a video somewhere, but yeah.
Yes.
I thought I had to.
Oh, that was really great. Maybe thank that's you for the sharing. She's the boob.
The boob.
Thank you.
Right, anyways.
Unidentified boob. Thank you.
Anonymous so. Boob.
Oh my God. So my like actual identified boob like situation. This was a few weeks ago and it was so dumb. So like, obviously I get nervous when I'm in scenarios that I'm like around heavy machinery and I'm like not very comfortable with. Like, I'm somebody that really just likes to be familiar. Okay. So car wash, unfamiliar, panic. Like, it's just like the vibe. So I was on dad's boat and were you there? Did you witness it?
Oh,
you watched the whole thing. Okay. Well,
hilarious.
Okay. So, you know, when you like pull up to a dock and you got to like rope up the dock, what do you call that? Does that have a word or you just like rope the dock?
Yeah, you're just tying up the boat, docking the
boat. Tie up the boat. Mm-hmm. So we were like going over to pick somebody up and I'm at the front of the boat just trying to mind my own business, stay out of the way, not break anything, like just like hanging out, okay? And dad's like, hey, Nikki, throw that rope to Justin. And I was like, okay. So I get the rope and I throw the rope and like nothing happens. And I just like, I try to just like fly under the radar. I don't want anyone to know I'm here. I'm just like hanging out and everyone's like staring at me and I'm like, what? And Justin's like, you threw me the whole rope. You're supposed to hold on to the other end of the rope so we can pull you in and tie up the boat. And I was like, well, geez, like, I don't know. Like, ask somebody else to do that, please, next time. So boob of the freaking like month. That was bad. No. But like heavy machinery, just like leave me alone. Total boob. So anyways, that's all you guys get out of me for a while. I'm safe. I'm marking myself safe from boob club.
We'll see about that.
Well, yeah, I know. I probably did something today that's going to come up. Anyways, let's talk about the best games.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to come off just hot. You feel me? Like I'm just already really excited about this. I'm just going to come in really hot and let's just go straight up natties.
Okay. Can we preface this really quick? I don't know what games you're about to talk about.
Okay. Yes.
So just so everyone knows, like Nikki wanted to surprise me with these. So
Gigi's a blind mouse.
I'm a blind mouse.
Okay. This will be fun. So you can eat, you're going to like share your stories like as I bring these up to you. And then
if I can remember again,
if you can, Gigi doesn't have the best memory. That's okay. But then if I forget one, then you bring it up at the end.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. I'm coming in hot though. Natty, natty, natty. 1, 2, 3, baby. Mm-hmm. Literally 3 natties. Mm-hmm. The first one, Ohio State. This is awkward. Sorry. Florida versus Buckeyes. Dad's at Florida. Mm-hmm. It's like we're rivals for 5 seconds. And then like now we're all on the same team. But like people are still salty about this. So which it was, I mean, tough game, right? Like, so just to preface it, like we didn't know, we shouldn't have even been there. Like in our minds, in our naive noob minds of natties, we thought it was like back to Ohio State and Michigan. They wanted a rematch. And we fought. Dad was on the front of ESPN. He was like, making this whole case for the Gators who were awesome that year, obviously. And Gators get in. So here we are. We're out in Arizona.
You remember the first play of the game?
Oh, yes. Like I know that play. I see the whole 100 yards in my brain right now.
I remember hearing the roar of the crowd after that. And I was like, oh boy.
Why didn't we just go to the Orange Bowl? Why did we have to go to the Natty? So yeah, they run it back. We kick it off. We win the toss. So we're kicking off. Mm-hmm. They're receiving first. Everything's going our way until that moment. And they run it back all the way. And it's going crazy in there. And we're just sitting down like, why do we do this to ourselves? So obviously things turned around fairly quickly after that.
What was the score?
It was like 42 to 14 or something.
That's it.
Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah. That was the first one. And we're all walking around. What do we do? We won a natty. And like no one knew what to do. It was like top of the world that we've never been. So we were staying at this hotel where everyone had a literal like villa. Everybody, like not just like everybody had that. And we were in this room. And I remember there was an upstairs couch. And Dad and I, like, we've laid on the couch and we just kept saying to each other, can you believe that just happened? Can you believe that just happened? We just said it back and forth for
in the morning too, right?
Oh yeah. 3 a.m. I was 2006. I was 16, saying it back and forth over and over and over again until we both pass out and then wake up the next day. And we're like, that was not a dream. Oh my gosh. It was the best feeling in the world.
Oh, cool.
That was cool. Sorry, Buckeyes, but we knew we owed you one. We got you back. Don't worry. We got you. So, okay. So then Oklahoma, right? Is the next one. Okay. And that's weird because Dad and Bob Stoops are buddies. Like they're pals. Yeah. So, you know, and so we're back familiar territory. You know, I don't think that's ever anything that you're just like comfortable. Like, oh, hey, here we are at the natty again. No one says that, but we were at least like knowing what we were doing. And I honestly, 08 Miami. So now we are at the Orange Bowl, 2008. It wasn't as much of a like lead, I don't think, versus Oklahoma. I sadly don't remember very much. I just remember the end.
What I do remember though, it was a really cool era for the Gators because the men's basketball team won 2 national or maybe just 1 before us.
It went football, basketball. Football. I don't know. They won like the same year.
Yeah.
They won back to back. We did not. We were like, we had 1 year where we didn't. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the era of the Gators. You're very right.
It was awesome.
Good point. That was fun. I remember watching Joakim Noah in the natty for basketball.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are good times. So, okay, fast forward. Now we are back at Ohio State. It was like 2015, but it was the 14 season.
Yeah.
It's always so confusing how they do that.
It's all a blur.
It is a blur. So we get in to the college football playoff by the hair of our chinny chin chin. Oh, you know what? Maybe we should just talk
football playoff setup. That was cool. That was the first time that the college football playoffs did that, where they had the top four.
Yes, it was. It was the first ever undisputed champs. So, and I remember when we were going through that whole process, somebody tweeted, we'll never forget about this. Somebody tweeted, without the playoff, it would have been Bama versus whoever Oregon beat to be able to play us. I can't remember who they were. But they would have been in the natty. But the two that would have gone with the old BCS system got knocked out first. And then we played Oregon and won. So going into the natty, we had to beat who? The heavyweight, Bama.
Bama. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Bama, baby. We want Bama. We want Bama.
In New Orleans.
We got him. New Orleans.
That was a sweet win.
Oh, right through the heart of the South. Zeke, baby, run.
Zeke.
That was so delicious, by the way. Delicious. It was delicious, that whole thing, because that was when it was like nail in the coffin, night, night, go home. We're going out west. Yes. It was so great.
Giddy people are like, I love how giddy like our family is, and Dad after a win like that, like beyond giddiness, like you won't see unless you beat Bama.
Like little preschool girl giggly giddy is like what Dad sounds like when we talk about this game. What all of us sound, look at me right now. I'm like freaking crazy. I love it. It's almost more amazing than the natty. And I feel like that's sacrilegious to say that, but I mean it.
Mm-hmm. That was
if that's wrong, then I don't want to be right. So Anyways, we had to take down in New Orleans just the big bad bear. And then we ultimately get to the Natty, which was very sweet. But, you know, it was just, I mean, if anybody can't picture that Zeke moment, do yourself a favor and go watch it 99 times. You'll never forget it again. It's amazing. So there we go. Natty's amazing. And then you set sail for a few months into the off season, and there's nothing you could have done better. That's literally the best feeling in the entire world. Do you remember we were getting on the plane the next day? Do you remember what we were doing? We were getting on that big giant. There's literally a video of us going blah, 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 because our ears were like shot from being at that loud game. And I had hearing problems for like a week. And I think you had hearing problems. And we just kept yelling like blah, 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 because that's literally all I could hear for 2 days.
You need to find that video and share it with everyone because it's hilarious.
It's really funny. And we were just cracking up because life was so good. So giddy. Okay, so that actually, I had Bama later, but we went ahead and just talked about that because it was very fitting. Okay, so let's talk about Dad's first year. And me and you went to our first Buckeye game against you know who, that name that we do not mention.
North.
Team Up North. I'm going to do my best today to not say that, but I have them in here a lot because it's just lots of really awesome wins. So Dad's first year, bull ban, can't go any farther than this. And we win, and it's 12-0 for the year. That was our first taste of Team Up North. It was at the Shoe. It was so loud, and it was awesome. 12-0. That was one of my faves. I mean, how is that not anybody's like top five?
I just remember how happy Dad was too, and I think I told the story before in another episode, but how we walked into like that room that he was in where he just had to be alone for a minute. And he was just like staring at his hands, like just in disbelief. And we all were like, what? Oh yeah.
That was the episode when
Mom came on and she was like, really? You had to go do that year one. You really had to go do that year one. But
yeah, I know. That's such a good point. Cause like you just, everyone's expectations just got whacked out for that. Come on.
Now what?
Now what? I know, right? Okay, so then let's talk about the Team Up North again. Let's just pick on them this time. Like, it's all in good fun. So if you're a Michigan fan, I really do, like, appreciate you listening. I'm just having a little fun. Yeah. Don't get mad. But this is 2016. Mm. We talked a little bit about this one, too, with Mom. And 2016, double overtime at the Shoe. And basically, like, it was just this whole thing where we missed a kick and then we missed it. I mean, like, it was like one thing after another where I was like, the universe needs us to win this game.
By the way, Nikki's like, what, how many months pregnant? How many weeks pregnant? Like 35.
100 weeks pregnant. I was also on bed rest and begged my doctor to let me go. I was like, you don't understand, please. Like, I will sit down. I won't be stressed out. I'll just chill. Come on. And then that happens. We were upstairs in the box and like we should have been moving down to the field to get there on time. But like we said in last episode, don't karma yourself. Don't jinx yourself. So we're sitting up there watching and JT, you know, the whole like, did he make the first down? Did he not? Happens. He gets it. And then
Harbaugh wasn't happy about that one.
No, he still is talking about it probably. That was very controversial, but whatever. Watch the tape. You can see JT made it, guys. It's like, it's cleared up. Yep. So problem solved. Replay tape. Hey, so yeah. So then Curtis just jolly that leap. Like that's like the leap of like faith. Yeah. It was beautiful. And that was loud. So then we're sitting there and Mom starts crying. Well, Mom's been crying for an hour. Mom cried the whole like
that last episode. Someone's always crying.
Somebody always cries. That was Mom. I was not, because I was really doing my best to not be stressed out because I was not going to have a baby that day. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we get down and mom's like walking in front of me and she's like, she's 9 months pregnant to everyone that comes near us. And they're like, why are you here? And I was like, I don't know why I'm here. I shouldn't be here.
I remember that.
Yeah. And
we're like, and then way pregnant lady coming through.
She's coming through. They were making way. It was like a path was just like opening as I came through and walked over. And then we get back to the house and dad sits down
really quick and talk about like dad's initial reaction after.
Oh, it's so great.
What did he do? Face plants just naturally.
He could have been trampled to death. Corey's in the background of that whole like gif, by the way. Corey's watching that whole play. Cause it was a long, it was like a 15 yard play, I think, or something. Curtis ran forever. And so everyone's like, oh. And then all of a sudden dad goes down and then like everyone runs around and somebody, thank you, whoever picked up our dad, because he would have been trampled to death probably. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was great. And dad was, we got home that night and dad puts me in his special chair because I was not in good shape by the time we got back. It was not a good situation for a big pregnant lady and who should have been on bed rest. So dad puts me in the special chair. My feet are up. I'm finally where I should have been the whole time. And dad looks at everybody and he goes, that was the hardest I've ever coached in my life. And then he knocks out for 12 hours. Night, night, in the middle of all the people, right where he wants to be.
That was
wow. That was probably so my good.
Favorite game ever.
It was the most intense game I've ever. It's not my favorite probably, but it's the most intense easily.
Yeah, for sure.
So I got two more for this section because then we got comeback season. Ooh, got five comeback season games I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Rose Bowl though. And this is going to be you. I wasn't there. So Gray, I, for some reason, have babies like during bowl week every time. I don't know why, what's wrong with me. So I was not there. But I watched you guys on TV. So Gigi, tell us about that game. What was it like? What was the ending like?
The Rose Bowl. It was cool because we had never been to that, that game before. So
the granddaddy of them all.
The granddaddy. And we knew it was dad's last year too. So, oh my gosh, Nikki, they had like a tribute to dad at the beginning of the game. And there's a picture of Brian and me and I lose it. Like they play it on the big screen and it's before the game even starts and they play it. Oh, it was so sweet and awesome.
Shout out Rose Bowl. That's some class. Yeah. Awesome.
And so, yeah, it was a different vibe because we knew it was dad's game and it was sweet, bittersweet. But I remember there's, on the side of the stadium, there's like a whole wall of, what do you call it? Plaques, like of the, yes, the head coaches that won a game at the Rose Bowl. And there was a spot for that year. And we're like, oh, who's gonna be there, you know? And this is like dad's only chance to have his face on that wall of head coaches. And he won. So his face is gonna be on that wall. And I thought that was so cool.
That is really cool.
They gave us a tour of the whole stadium. Like we went in the locker rooms and it's an older stadium, like a way older stadium because it's so iconic, but
it is iconic. Mm-hmm. Like what an iconic way for dad to finish his collegiate career.
It was really cool. It was ideal.
Do you remember? So we were whooping butt for the first like 2.5 quarters and it was awesome. Like, just total cake. And then all of a sudden we start messing around.
I do remember now.
And I'm laying there with the new baby who's 3 days old and my mother-in-law. And I said a bad word. I said, I'm so glad we're done with this S word. Because I just, like, I couldn't. Why are we playing this little game?
You and me, we were texting.
Oh, probably. Lit it up.
Sibling sibs had the thread going, so it probably was just easy for you to say that.
And in front of my mother-in-law, who never says a bad word ever a day in her entire life, and she's the sweetest person ever, and I just like blurted out just with such aggression and anger and hate. I was like, why are we doing? I'm so glad we're done with this. So anyway, and then finally we won and I was like, my bad.
I do remember that. I remember being like, oh my gosh, what if We don't.
What if
dad's not done?
We're going back. We're going back. So yeah, the Rose Bowl. And you guys just, I watched the whole tribute at the end of the game and everybody was in the middle, of course, cause that's how we roll as a fam. And it was just sweet. Mom was crying. I feel like everyone was crying. I was crying.
Sweet, yeah.
Just really great. Great exit. Mm-hmm. Great.
It was.
So my last one for just special game day stories was the Clemson game this year. Ooh. And there was just such a vibe because Clemson talked so much trash.
Yes.
Like just trash. And we're sitting there. And to be honest, it's almost not about skill versus Clemson at this point. It's just like luck. And I'm like, we always get the short end of the stick against that team. So I'm just like, let them talk. I'm not going to say anything. I hope it's close. I hope we can pull through. I have a lot of faith. I didn't know how to feel. So me and a couple coaches' wives travel. And we're traveling the day of. I won't name their names. They can identify themselves if they want, but they are awesome. And I had the best day of my life. It was 24 hours of awesomeness. So we board the plane the morning of 9 a.m.-ish game day. And everyone's like, well, you should have planned better. Listen, I've got two kids at home and my husband hasn't been here in 7 months. I'm planning the best I can. And I've also been traveling from last weekend because of Big Ten. I hopefully am traveling next weekend or, you know, in a few weeks for the Natty. I can't just pack up and leave. I don't have that luxury to just dip out for 3 days right now. I have to travel on game day. People are like chalking that up as bad planning. You freaking kidding me? Do you even know what kind of planning went into that day? So anyways, we get on the plane and guess what? They're like, hey, there's a valve that's not working.
On the plane.
And I'm a very nervous flyer. I have like really bad plane dreams like once a week. So heavy machinery and Nikki, not a vibe. So they're like, hey, the valve isn't working. And I'm starting to like fidget a little bit and twitch. I'm like, what do you mean? So then they come on an hour later and they say, well, we realized it's okay. We don't really need that valve. We found a loophole. We're just going to take off. And I disclose to my fellow coaches' wives, guys, I'm not a great flyer. So I'm just going to like do my best here. I'm sorry if I act like a nut job. So we take off with the valve broken and all, but it's fine, I guess. So we have a connecting flight because there's no easy way to New Orleans during COVID and from Columbus. So we get to Atlanta. To move planes. We knew we were probably going to miss our connection. So there's a ton of parents, players' parents on the plane, and then the three coaches' wives. And we're all like, hey, there's another flight with Delta. It leaves before the next flight with Southwest. Everybody book it. And so we're all booking the next flight. And one of the coaches' wives is texting her sister-in-law who's on the ground our birthdays. And she's like, book the flight. Thank God, because the next flight that we would have made, since we missed our original connector, we wouldn't have made it in time for the game. So this Delta flight gets us there on time. But we get on the Delta flight. Plenty of time. I bought a beer in the airport. I'm like, maybe I'll just do a little take off the edge. It's been a stressful morning. I literally don't drink beer. But I did that day. So we get on the Delta flight and I'm holding a beer like this. I walk on the flight with it and the flight attendant's like, you can't have that.
Shut up.
I was like, all right, can you
up with the beer?
Yeah. Like, come on, man. I just want a little beer. I'm trying to get to the game. And so the other coaches, one of the coaches' wives goes, can you at least put it in the fridge for us? And he goes, yeah, I can do that. So he puts it in the fridge. So I have a pregame beverage chilling on the flight. We get on the flight and it's the roughest flight of my life.
Oh no.
I've been on thousands of flights. I've done every airline. I've done every type of plane. It was bad. And I go straight Buddha like this.
It's not like
the whole way. And I wasn't even making a sound, a peep. And one of the coach's wives starts laughing. I think she was panicking. And you know how you know what life, like, you know your real way of dealing with adversity when you're in the midst of panic. I went Buddha. One went total, just hilarious laughing, couldn't control herself. And then one went crazy. She was like, I knew we shouldn't have been on this plane. Like, she was panicking. And all of us are doing this and everyone's freaking out. We finally get through it. We land and we called over some of the flight attendants. And we were like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how extreme was that? And they looked at us with this look in their eye, like I've never seen on a flight attendant. And they said, that was extreme.
No way.
Yeah. So we were alive though. We made it and it was fine. And I basically kissed the ground when we got there, but then we had to run to the game. We had to run. We were already kind of late. I had this whole like vision of us going through French Quarter and dancing to a saxophone with a beverage in New Orleans and soaking up some of the culture. It's the most cultured city ever, I feel like. But we didn't even get to do that. And I almost didn't make it there alive. So that's my story. Anyways, we finally get there. Sorry. That was like a huge tangent, but we finally get there and it's the best game of my life. It's the most fun I've ever had at a football game. And we were screaming so hard. So it was a total beatdown. It was so much fun. And everyone was yelling just all these crazy things at Clemson at the end, because they totally talked so much trash. I've never seen anything like it in my entire college family career. And it was just a beautiful way to end. And then I flew home that night and I was up for 26 hours straight.
And then you had to go take care of the kids.
And then I woke up an hour and a half later with my 2-year-old and it was awesome.
So speaking of Clemson, Brian wanted me to tell this and okay. I think it's funny. So the very first game Brian went to was when we played Clemson.
Okay.
Back when we started dating, I don't know when, but we lost. So that was the first game that he went to and we lost. The next game we went to was the next year, right? Because that ended our season.
Yes.
Or the next game that Brian, I don't know. It was whatever next game Brian and I went to. And Dad was like, Brian, hey, how about you don't jinx this one, please?
Oh, no.
We ended up winning. I can't remember who it was against, but we ended up winning.
Oh.
That was just funny.
Brian's- well, yeah. Well, if you're 2 losses in a row and you're 0-2, you're out.
You're out.
Like, you'll never come back.
Nope. No longer welcome.
So I can see how that was very stressful for Brian. And I'm really glad it worked out for him in his favor. That would have been a shame.
Yes.
So, all right, let's talk about comeback season.
Yes.
Purdue. Dad's first year. 2012. At Purdue, I think. 8 seconds left. What does that mean to you? It's a tricky one.
8 seconds left against Purdue.
Kenny Geico. I realize his name is Guyton,
yeah.
But Geico, because he's the best insurance policy Ohio State has ever had.
I was like, I don't remember. I remember Guyton, but I don't remember Geico.
Oh no, Geico. So Braxton gets hurt. Kenny goes in and wins the freaking game. With 8 seconds left. Actually, he goes in before that, and I think he threw like a pick.
Oh.
He goes in. I think he throws a pick, and then he totally redeems himself.
How did he – did he throw a pass to win? I can't remember.
I don't know. I was honestly, out of full disclosure, I was at Corey's game at Georgia Tech, and I was watching on my phone and like went nuts in the stands by myself. Everyone's like, what's happening? And I said, we just beat Purdue and we were going to lose.
What year was this?
I think it was 2012. Did I say 2014? I meant 2012. It was Dad's first year.
Okay. I do remember. I was at Florida Gulf Coast watching my apartment.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Kenny Geico.
Kenny Geico.
He's a legend forever. He saved the 12-0 season. Like, it came down. It like almost came down to that. Awesome. So I got 2 Penn State comebacks. Penn State's just miserable every time.
We always had a hard time beating them.
I know. It's like there, it is on my bucket list, by the way, to go to a whiteout. So one day I've been pregnant both times, so maybe one of these days I'll make it.
They do have an epic, like, crowd. Their crowd is
yeah.
awesome. One time I played volleyball there, and
okay.
like, all right, their volleyball team is playing just this no-name, like, D1 school, Florida Gulf Coast. It's early in the season. It's like preseason. Like, who goes to preseason games?
No one.
Packed.
Wow.
Everyone was there. Funny story. We won the first game. Sorry, I'm digressing, but we won the first game. No. We beat them like 25-12 the first game.
They are number one. Please clarify how good of a team they are. Ever. The always. Champs
that year. They were
defending champs almost every year ever.
So the next game, we're up 8-2. And me and my outside hitter collide heads diving after a ball and knocks us both out, and we're out of the game.
You were concussed.
But their crowd was insane. Like, it was a really cool environment to play in. Anyways,
no, that's perfect. That's just par for the freaking course at that place. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So let's say we talked about this last episode when somebody always cries. So I won't go into too much detail here, but 0-14, we're down. They run back like a kickoff or something. Saquon is just killing us. Everyone's killing us. And then all of a sudden, JT Barrett, just completion. Oh my God, so many completions. I don't know what's happening. Everyone's crying and we won. That's one. And it was a blackout at the shoe.
Within like the last like minute and a half in the game, right? That they drove the ball. Or like within 30 seconds or something.
Oh yeah. And I remember mom was hugging me because I was crying and she was yelling, "He's gonna do it. He's gonna do it." And then all of a sudden I just heard, "Whoa!" Like the crowd. I wasn't watching. That was just I heard it. I didn't see it. Unreal. So freaking fun. There's a picture of me and Corey in middle of the field. I have mascara just nasty down my face, black tears everywhere. And I'm like sobbing in the things in the background, the scoreboard. Oh, maybe I'll post that when this comes out because it's like, it's not cute, but it's epic. So, okay. One more Penn State though. At the whiteout. Damn whiteout. Which is, I literally wrote on my phone, bucket list atmosphere. So, okay, this was in 2018, I believe.
White towel.
This is like dad's first game back, second game back. Remember, he misses the first three games of that season. Wow. He plays Tulsa, I think, at home. And then he goes to Penn State.
Right.
Oh, man. Welcome back, coach. So you go to Penn State and we're down. Like, I don't know. I literally know nothing about this game. All I know is it came down to the wire. Benjamin Victor, tippy toe dance sidestep, like play that changes the entire trajectory of this game.
Oh, the touchdown pass.
I don't know if he scored. I can't remember if he scored, maybe, but he did something ridiculous that put us in the only position that we had at that moment in time to win. Ben Vic. And then KJ scores and he like did this leg kick thing on his way into the end zone. Yes. And it's like forever stuck in my mind.
I love that.
And I was watching it on TV and I was so hype. I went home and it was 2 a.m. when I got home. I watched it at a buddy's house and I was pregnant. So I was like, just trying to remain calm. I go home and I'm watching replays until 4 a.m. until Corey comes home because they fly home like right after the game, obviously. So Corey comes home. I'm still like jittery. I can't even contain my excitement because it was so much. We won. It was just one of those games that it could have gone either way. It probably should have gone the other way. You know what I'm saying? And it went our way. 2018. Dad's just coming back. Like there was just so many chips stacked. It was a full house. It was a royal flush of a situation. So, all right, here's one more.
How often do you find yourself in these games just like praying?
Often.
Praying.
Always.
At the end. Yeah. Every game.
I pray so hard to where I sweat. It's just ridiculous. And I don't even know what I'm praying. I don't know. I'm like, I know I should be praying like whatever's supposed to happen, just let it happen. But I'm like, please let them catch this ball. I just get desperate. It's just so intense. And I know everyone understands this. Everyone feels that intensity and desperation. It's desperate.
And it's the lack of control. You have no control over the situation.
Like earlier that day, I felt like I had control. If I wear the right underwear and I do the right things and I send the good luck text at the right time, I felt like I had great control at that moment. And then I find myself completely out of control and desperate.
Praying on your knees.
And on my knees. One time I literally watched the Maryland game where it was the shootout and everybody had 54 points. Me and Troy were on our knees watching that game. Do you remember that? We were at Maryland. It was, again, I think it was 2018 again. And both teams had 52 points or something. I finished that game on my knees. And my two-year-old was right next to me. Mommy, what are we doing? Pray. Troy, pray. Right. So, okay, I'm being a little petty with this next one. Just a little petty. I'm just having fun. It's under comeback season because this team was on a revenge tour. You remember that good old revenge tour?
Oh, yeah.
Team up north. They were racking up those wins all season long. And they were like number four. And Winovich was all chatty. Total revenge tour. Cool. We were shaking in our boots just a little bit. I'm not talking about the team, by the way. I'm talking about just Nikki, like me and my outside, uncontrolled, not really a part of it, fan club, me and my two-year-old. And everyone's on the revenge tour. And I'm just thinking, and this was at the end of Dad's last year, where we're starting to wonder, we didn't know if he was retiring. I think I maybe had a vibe. Maybe, but it was not confirmed or denied. I didn't ask. I didn't know. He needed this win. We needed this win. The Buckeyes needed this win. They had been through absolute hell that year, needed a win. So they come in, chatty, 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 revenge tour. Oh, geez, rolling my eyes. Anyways, it's a freaking ass kicking. Kicking ass. And sorry, I usually don't try to say stuff like that, but I can't say anything other than that.
How can you contain that excitement after?
I can't.
Like exactly.
So I'm pregnant again. I'm a freaking idiot. Pregnant again. During the Michigan game, I stay home because last time I had a baby a few days later. So I was just trying to be a little more responsible and chill. And me and the two-year-old stay home. Troy, we stay home and we're watching on TV. Guess what happens? Guess what my favorite play in football is? Guess. You'll never guess. It has to do with special teams.
Fake punt.
Blocked punt.
Blocked punt.
I love a blocked punt. Yeah. It is delicious.
Yes, those are good.
Dad's never lost a game when the team has blocked a punt.
Wow.
That's a stat. Yes. Write it down, everybody. Dad, Urban Meyer, has never lost a game if the team he was coaching blocked a punt.
He's so never specific with his blocked punts, though, because it's almost guaranteed a blocked punt whenever he makes it happen, because he's very specific with it.
Yes.
But yeah, that was so good. Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Shiano. He was in on that. Yeah. I think I heard some chatter of them practicing that play that week. And they hit it and they executed flawlessly because it was a blocked beauty. And I ripped my two-year-old out of bed. He was taking a nap. I was in bed watching the game. We were in a very calm state, but we blocked a punt. And I said, I'm not missing this. Get in the car. Get in your seat. Get a snack. We're going. So the two-year-old me, he's grumpy, screaming the whole way. I'm like, that's great. Like, good vibes only. So we get to the stadium in the third quarter, and it's just beat down at this point. It's not even fair. And I walk in so huge. The two-year-old's mad. Bobby Carpenter is down on the field and is like, hey, Troy, like trying to help because I look like I need help. So it was like really great awareness by Bobby Carpenter. But yeah, he was like hanging out with Troy. I'm just trying to not have a baby that day again. I found that like deja vu, but it was so ridiculous of a game. I wish I knew the score. 56, some 30 something, I want to say, if I had to take a stab at it. We were in that range of comfort. Mm-hmm. And we scored like two times while Troy was at the stadium, and Troy was two at that point. And there was everybody going crazy, screaming so loud, 100,000 people. It was a beautiful sight. I'm so glad I was there.
Yes. I do remember that. That was awesome.
Calculated risk. Mm-hmm. And it was a good one. So that, you know, I was being petty, and I put that under the comeback season because they want a revenge story. Petty? Yeah.
I mean, going 7-0 undefeated against our rivals. Like, let's be real petty.
We literally have a restaurant named 7-0. Petty level 1,000. And I'm here for it. I probably wouldn't have been so petty, but the revenge tour thing pissed me off so much. Just so they were petty first. 7-0. Dad signs every time. By the way, if you're a Buckeye fan and you catch him and you get him to sign something, Gigi, what's going on there? Like, what's in addition to the Urban Meyer?
Go Buck, 7-0.
Yes, 7-0. It's made its way to part of his signature. He did it the other day. 7-0. Wait, fun fact, Gigi, when Dad's signing things and he's trying to be silly, what does he do? You don't know. You got to pay attention to this because he's going to start doing it again. So for example, I'll say, Dad, can you sign this? Not that we don't do a bunch of signing stuff. Mm-hmm. I think as a family, like we kind of decided we're not going to spend our family time signing things, but it was for charity or something. So Dad, when he writes his name, Urban Meyer, he goes, Donald Duck. And he's saying Donald Duck out loud, but he's writing Urban Meyer.
I have heard him say that. That's
hilarious. Yeah. And I'm always freaking out that he's actually going to write Urban Duck or something. So anyway, thanks for allowing me to be petty for a minute. I'm human. I do have an honorable mention for a favorite game. Dad's first game back against Tulane. And we all were wearing shirts. Thousands of people were wearing shirts.
Thousands.
Thousands. That said what, Gigi?
Urban legends never die.
They don't. And Mom was even on time that day.
Oh, yes. We were all there. This is okay. So I was wearing literally every Urban thing that I owned. I earned that. I was wearing that t-shirt. I had I had socks with his face on it. I had earrings with his face on it.
Yes. We had our Urbaned out.
Urbaned.
And Mom, who's never on time for freaking any game ever in her life, was front and center at the beginning of the game.
There's actually a picture of me and you looking at Dad. Remember that picture? And then there's a picture of him looking back at us. Oh, so good.
It was so good. And usually they push us back. So they'll let a couple of us over near this, like the big sound system thing to see Dad coming out with the team. But they let everybody out that day. The shoe security was just, they were so great. They were all, you know what? Go on out there. This is a special occasion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really special day. We won. And then we went to Penn State the next week. So it was like life came at us fast.
Yes.
But that was just a really special day. And so I wanted that to be an honorable mention. Urban legends never die. I still wear that. And people love the shirt. And I still get messages on Instagram. They're like, where did you get the Urban Legend shirt? And they are no longer for sale, I guess, on Amazon or wherever people are getting them. But yeah, it's like one of my most prized possessions. Okay, so those are my favorite games ever. And I incorporated, I had a lot of messages this week. So I think, and what's interesting is I had a lot of the games down that people were saying, oh, make sure you talk about this, make sure. So I think we're all very much in sync in what our favorites are. Gigi, did I miss any? What do you think?
No, you actually talked about all the ones that I had in my head.
Okay.
Specifically, the Team Up North games are always, we're always just such a sweet win.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Can we make that a thing? Like where we describe a win as delicious? Are we going to start that trend or is that just weird?
Oh, I think it's good. I think it describes it perfectly.
Yes.
That was delicious. Maybe
it
not.
Was,
it didn't sound good when I said it.
No, it's just delish. Like it's great.
Sweet and delish. So,
well, okay. So let's see. We got to get our brother on here. Nate needs to be here. Callie has a lot of explaining to do. She shall be here at some point soon. No one is safe on Team Meyer podcast.
We got to get Dad on here too.
Oh, it's done. Like I tell him every day, you need to explain yourself to the people. I have like five things where I'm like, just explain, please. But we'll get to that. Anyways, thanks for joining us today. I hope we at least covered some of the games that you were thinking, but these are our faves. And these ones, no matter what happens in the future for our dad or for us, like those are forever in the books of favorites. So anyways, if you have any other ideas, any things that you want us to talk about, send them over. We do read your messages. So thank you for you guys that are doing that. That makes it so fun. Gigi, anything else?
Nope. Perfect.
Nope. Well, that's it for today. Until next time.
Team Meyer out.